So I apologize to all my friends that listen to this that aren't into comic books, but I felt it was necessary to take note. This is an important time in comics because comics are starting to revolve around one central trend. This trend's been along for a while now, but lately it's been played up to the point where it's drawing consumers into comic stores to pick out comics simply because death occurs within the comic. Death no longer is reserved for Z-list villains and Teen Titans, as the Joker is portrayed. The X-Men have a history of death. They have Xavier dying, I think, 3 times. Wolverine, who's a character who can't really even finally get a resting place, dying several times only to come back. Jean Grey, for God's sake, her entire appeal as a character is her death and rebirth as the Phoenix. Lately, Nightcrawler died. Nightcrawler died in an extremely well-played-out, well-written, beautiful way. He died saving hope, literally and figuratively. He's a character of faith, a man of faith. He was a priest. He was a devout Catholic. When he went out in a way that fit his character. He had a beautiful eulogy slash funeral. Wolverine had an epic freakout. It almost brought me to tears, which means the characters felt real. And I've been boycotting the X-Men for a long time now, at least a year and a half, just because the characters didn't feel real anymore. But playing up that central theme with Blackest Night and Brightest Day, and Necrotia X, and the multiple events that are centered around death in the last couple years, it's pretty cool to see it done right. Superman died in the mid-90s, and it was weird because he's an indestructible character. He's, you know, truth and the American way embodied, and he gets beat up by some alien doomsday, and to the point where he dies. And yes, for the next year he stayed in the grave, albeit with lots of cutscenes to heaven and Pa Kent's return with him, and it was really well done in a very Superman way. And by that I mean there's not many good writers who've ever touched that book, but it set up a trend. A trend that has continued to this day, where A-list characters can be taken off the table. Of course, only temporarily, and that's the important part to remember. Because comic books have always had a trend of delineating back to the original interpretation of the character. For every 2 steps forward Spider-Man takes as a character, you can have, you know, the devil make him forget his marriage, or you can have him give back the black suit because it's evil, or you can have Gwen Stacy die so that the character isn't stuck in a rut of a happy marriage, a happy life with a boring girl. Hal Jordan died in an extremely anti-heroic way, but through it he got salvation. He ended up becoming the Spectre, and over years he came back under the guidance of Geoff Johns as a writer, and now he's the best character to read about that comes out on the comic stands every week. Batman died at the pinnacle of Final Crisis in a very artistic way. He shot Darkseid with a gun, something he swore he would never do as a crime fighter, and in that exact instant, he dies. He's coming back pretty soon here in the pages of, you know, Return of Bruce Wayne, and I love Dick Grayson as Batman. I think that he's a better fit right now. It's an evolution of the character, and it needs to be played out, but Bruce Wayne will inevitably go back to the cowl. Just like Steve Rogers came back after a beautifully portrayed and executed death in Captain America 25 at the pinnacle of Civil War, he's going to come back. He's going to take the shield back eventually from Bucky Barnes, a character that also was resurrected back from the 1940s comic books as Bucky Barnes the sidekick. Death is a revolving door. Barry Allen has proven that after 25 years of being off the table since Crisis on Infinite Earths, he can be a relevant character in today's comic book world. What I think is kind of weird are the short-lived characters' deaths. Spider-Man died for an issue and returned the next. Kyle Rayner died at the end of an issue during Blackest Night and returned the next, not as a zombie, not as a Black Lantern, but as Kyle Rayner. Adam Eve died in an extremely violent way right in front of her boyfriend Invincible during an epic fight, only to come back the next issue. What I take from Nightcrawler's death and what I take from comic books right now is just because it's temporary doesn't mean it can't be good. And I hope to adapt it to my own writing. And I recommend reading Nightcrawler's final moments in, I believe, X-Force 26 and the following eulogy in Uncanny 524.